All right, praise the Lord. This is Pastor Terry Sisney. I'm going to go on live here on my Facebook as well, so give me just a moment. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Hello, friends, here on Facebook and also Twitter and YouTube. This is Pastor Terry Sisney. I want to welcome you in today, and I know I have not been online in quite a while, but I'm on today, so I really wanted to come on here and talk with you, share with you a little bit. I feel like I have something that can be encouragement to you. You know, the Bible says in the book of Isaiah 41, 10 through 13, I'm going to read the scriptures to you because I think it's worthwhile. I think it's very powerful. It says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, or yes, I will help thee, yes, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them and shalt not find them. Even them that contended with thee, they that war against thee shall be as nothing and as a thing of naught. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, Fear not, I will help thee." I really felt like today that this would be a really important word that I'm sharing with you, because we're in a time when we've got a lot of things that will cause us to fear and tempt us to fear. And we're given a word from our God here that we don't have to live in fear. Fear thou not. And in this portion of scripture, he gives us a reason or a platform, a format of the things and the reasons why we shouldn't fear. And I know that sounds way out there, especially when you talk about what we're dealing with today. And yet God, now if you told me, don't be afraid, don't worry, hey, it's all going to be okay. That's different than God telling me, fear thou not. This is God speaking to you and to me through his holy word. Fear thou not. And in this portion of scripture, he gives us some wonderful, wonderful promises and provisions and reasons why we should not be captured and held captive by the spirit of fear, because there is a real spirit of fear and there is a real captivity. The Bible said the fear of man brings a snare. There is a real possibility of being caught and held in captivity by a spirit of fear. So he guarantees us some things in this scripture that I want to share with you. Number one, he says, "I am with you." That is divine presence, friends. God has promised us for his children. This is not for everybody. Everybody can't claim these promises. These belong to his children. And if there ever was a time when I would encourage people to come to the Lord, it's today. If you don't know Jesus, today is the day of salvation, and now is the accepted time. If there ever was a time that I would encourage someone to come to the Lord, to open your heart to the Lord, to ask him to come into your heart, it's today. He's the answer in the midst of all the turmoil. You know, just about the time that you think your world has slowed down and the merry-go-round has slowed down, all of a sudden it seems like something else hits. You know, we've got the mask mandate, you got the vaccine mandate, you got Haiti, the horrible earthquakes and tragedies that's taking place there, and then the tragedy in Afghanistan that is happening right now, and our world is just spinning. And you might want to say out of control, but yet God is still in control. God is still in control, and I'm so thankful that he is, because if he wasn't, we would have no one to turn to. But he tells us in the midst of all the turmoil, he says, fear not, for I'm with you. That's divine presence. I'm with you. Then he says, I'm your God. That's divine acceptance. I belong to him. I'm his child. He's my father. He's my God. He's my king. He's the almighty sovereign that I can trust, that I can look to, that I can lean on, that I can run to. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for that. And then he promises us divine assistance. He says, I will help you. I will help you. I will help you navigate through these confusing times. I will help you make it through these times of uncertainty, difficulty, hardship, craziness, insanity. Friend, oh, it's insanity. We're definitely living in times of insanity. And yet we can remain and keep our sanity because the Bible declares, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Glory to God. So although there is insanity in the world, and although our world is spinning and seemingly out of control, yet there is a God. There is a God who knows everything, and he knows what's happening. He cares. He cares for you. He's your present help in every time of need. You can lean on him. You can trust in him. You can call upon him. He has promised us divine assistance. He has promised us not only divine acceptance, divine assistance, he's also promised us divine deliverance. Hello, Brother Robert. Good to see you come in today. He's promised divine deliverance. He says, they that war against thee shall be as nothing and as a thing of naught. I will deliver you. I will deliver you. Friend, we really need God today. We've always needed God. America has always needed God. But sometimes it takes horrible things to wake us up to our true condition of weakness, to wake us up to the fact that we can't fix ourselves. We can't heal ourselves. We can't fix America. Let's just admit it. America is broken. It's broken from the top down, from the Supreme Court down. Our America is broken from the highest office in the land down. America is broken, and it's not going to be politicians that fix it. It's going to be God. God is going to fix it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, if it wasn't for God, if we didn't have Jesus, you know, I would be, Paul said, if I had hope only in this world, in Christ only in this world, I'd be of all men most miserable. If I did not have the confidence that there was a Savior that I can depend on, I can trust in, I can cast all my cares upon him. I don't have to live in anxiety and stress and worry because he said, be anxious for nothing, but in all things with prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known unto the Lord. And the peace of God will keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. Boy, I need that today. I don't know about you, but I need that today. I need peace in the midst of the storm. And he said, I will give you peace. My peace I give unto you. In this world, you shall have tribulation. Man, no truer words have ever been spoken. In this world, you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. Friend, I'm sharing today from my book. You see it here on the screen. It's right here on the screen. This is the book I just wrote. It is called We're Not in Kansas anymore. We're not in Kansas anymore. And then if you look down a little lower, it's right here is the subtitle. It says, you can conquer the chaos. You can conquer the chaos. We are living in chaotic times, and there's no doubt about it. But you can conquer the chaos. You can thrive even in these terrible times. God will still, he still promised us to help us, to be with us, to be the friend that sticks closer than a brother, to bring divine assistance into our lives, to bring divine deliverance into our lives. He has promised us protection. Psalms 91 is a powerful protection scripture that I use frequently. and that I quote over myself and over my family. And I think would be a wonderful thing in your behalf if you also would go to Psalms 91 and read it over your family, read it over yourself, because it talks about plagues and talks about pestilence, and it talks about how God will protect us even in the midst of the pestilence, in the midst of the storm. He is our safe haven. So I think this would really be a blessing to you. I don't know if you can tell exactly what that is, but that's a tornado. And that's, you know, it's coming from that story of Wizard of Oz and how that tornado carried the house away. And we're not in Kansas anymore, meaning things aren't like they used to be. Things aren't as simple as they used to be. Things aren't as understandable as they used to be. Things are not, you know, you can't figure things out like you used to figure things out. You can't, everything don't fit into a nice little picture frame like it used to. We live in a different world, friends. Pastor Cunningham, God bless you, my friend. We live in a different world. We're not in Kansas anymore. It's not the same as it used to be. It's a whole different environment that we live in today. It's a very chaotic environment that we're living in today. And we have to learn how to function in a different environment. We have to learn how to function and maintain peace in war times. That's a revelation that God gave me about a year or two ago, is that we are at war and we have to learn how to live in a place of sustained peace, even though we're in a element and we're in a culture that is hostile to Christianity, hostile to our faith, hostile to goodness. It's amazing that there's so much hostility in the world to anything that's decent and anything that's good. But it's true. We live in a very hostile environment. And yet we have been promised that he will be with us. He'll protect us. He'll keep us. He'll lead us. He'll guide us. He'll comfort us. He'll strengthen us. And he will even prosper us in these times. Regardless of what the circumstances are, you can trust God. He is faithful. He'll never leave you. They never forsake you. So I wanted to come on here today, and I felt like this book is it's a relevant book. I wrote this, and I just published this about 3 or 4 days ago, and just before all this stuff happened, before the earthquake in Haiti, before the Afghanistan tragedy, before all this happened. But you know, and we deal with some things in the book already that have been going on, and to help you understand that we're not ignorant of it. We're not ignorant. Christians are not supposed to walk through life with their heads in the clouds as though nothing is happening. You know, that's just plain weird. We know that that the world is crazy. We know that our environment is hostile to us. A few days ago, I had a knock on my door. Wanted to know, are you vaccinated? Are you not vaccinated? What do we put down? You know, the 3 or 4 people, I think there was 3, came to the door. So we're in that time frame. We're in that world. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. Hallelujah. So friends, I just want to encourage you today that you don't have to live in fear. You don't have to live in fear. Be not afraid. God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. There has to be someone, there has to be some people, there has to be a people that in the midst of the insanity still have a grip on truth. There has to be a people that when there's chaos all around them, they have learned how to walk in a place of stability. The Bible declares, wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times. While the world is seemingly topsy-turvy and going crazy and has gone insane, there's got to be someone who has a grip on reality through Jesus Christ, who can stand and say, there is a way. There is someone who can help you. There's someone who can bring peace to your troubled mind. There's someone who can bring healing to your sick body. There's someone who can bring deliverance to you, whatever the dilemma that you're facing is. You know, we need to pray today. Pray for our friends, our loved ones in Haiti. Whether you know them or whether you don't, they They're God's children and they're God's creation. We need to pray for them. We need to pray for the people in Afghanistan and the tragedy that's taking place there today. You know, we need to pray for people around the world that are suffering and that are going through horrible tragedies and dilemmas. And many of them right now are in tragedy. They're in dilemma. They're in problems that are much worse than what we're facing. You know, for a little bit, we get our minds off of our own personal problems and begin to think about the situations that individuals are facing in different places in the world. And there's a lot going on. So before we go, and I'm going to go in just a moment, before we go, I want to pray. I want to pray for those who are suffering right now, those who are confused, and those who are, perhaps many are hiding out, trying to just survive and live through this tragedy that's taking place in Afghanistan. I'm not going to get deep into it. I'm not going to throw blame out there, although I have my own feelings about it, without a doubt. But I'm just going to say, we really need to pray. We need to pray for protection. We need to pray for wisdom. We need to pray for guidance. We need to pray for peace. We need to pray that God will intervene, that there will be a divine intervention will take place. We need to pray for those right now who are suffering in Haiti and who are experiencing great loss because of these earthquakes. And of course, we have our own problems here, but when we look now, they seem to be small. We just need to lift our brothers and sisters up to the Lord. So I'm going to pray. Father, thank you today for your goodness to us here in the United States of America. And wherever we are, Lord, you've been good to us and you're faithful. And you are our Savior and our Lord. And we're so thankful that we can turn to you in our hour of need and our hour of trouble. You're there. You are ever-present help in every time of need. You promised us. You never leave us, never forsake us. Today, Lord, our attention turns from our own problems. We look away for a little bit, away from our own problems, because there's so many people that are hurting in different places of the world today. In Afghanistan, Lord, so many Christians are there who are under a threat of life. Their lives are being threatened at this very moment, Lord, and many have already given their lives and are giving their lives for the cause of Christ. And Lord, those who were sympathizers with the U.S., that assisted the U.S., Lord, we just pray for our brothers and sisters in Haiti. We pray, Lord, for those who are suffering and those who have experienced this tragedy of the earthquake, and many lives have been lost, Lord. And we just pray, God, that in both cases, in Haiti and in Afghanistan, Lord, we pray for divine intervention. We pray, oh God, that you will come by your mighty power and you will turn back the hand of the enemy, that there would be a divine reversal of that which Satan has planned and which he has plotted and which he is trying to carry out. We pray right now, God, that King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Jesus, our great Lord of Hosts, will show up in their behalf. Angels will come. Angels will come and show up in their behalf, Lord. God, Oh, Lord, we just pray for comfort for those right now, Lord, who are don't know which way to turn, that they will receive comfort from you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, that they will receive a peace in the midst of the storm, that they're in your hands. Lord, that you are there and you're watching over them. Lead them and guide them, Lord. Help them through this season, through this period of time. Help us, Lord, to realize, God, that they're our brothers, they're our sisters. We're part of the same family, the human race. And we just lift them to you today and pray, God, that you will manifest yourself, come in power and come in glory and show up right there in the midst of all the chaos and bring peace, Lord, and bring deliverance. Lord, the promise that we've just read from Isaiah is that we're not to fear nor be dismayed, because you are with us. You are our God, and you will keep us, and you will help us, and you will hold us up with your right hand, and you will deliver us from the hand of the enemy. Lord, we pray for that deliverance today to come to our friends, our families, our Christian brothers and sisters, and just our fellow members of the human race, Lord, who are who are hiding out, who are suffering, who are going through such tragedy right now, God. We pray that your hand will be extended to them, Lord, and that they will experience your great mercy, your great saving mercy and grace and power in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you and praise you because we know that you're the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and we know that you care about every life, every single life you care about them, Lord. We just thank you for what you are doing right now in Jesus' name. Help us to continue to pray, to intercede, to lift up these precious individuals, Lord, who are in such dire straits right now, God, that they experience the peace of God and the love of God and the comfort of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hello, Brother Rick. Good to see you come in today. Well, I hope somebody was encouraged by this today. As I said, I don't even have this book in my hand, but this is my, hey, Mark, good to see you jump on here today. But this is my book, that I've just finished called, We're Not in Kansas Anymore. I really think it'd be a blessing to you, encouragement to you. Talk about, let me just run through here real quick and I'll give you the chapter headings because I really think they speak to where we're at today. There's, We're Not in Kansas Anymore is my first chapter. In Your Face, that's talking about the enemy that we face today. It's an in-your-face enemy, not a hide-in-the-bushes kind of enemy. It's a devil that's right in your face. And then chapter 3 is Fear Not, Fear Not. Chapter 4 is Bold, Courageous, and Fearless. Chapter 5 is The Battle Rages. And 6 is The Day of Adversity. 7 is What Do You Need? 8 is The Main Thing. 9 is Behold the New Thing. 10 is I'm on assignment. 11 is fight back. And number 12 is God is working. 13 is the battle for the heart. And 14 is he will finish what he started. And 15 is it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Oh man, every one of these chapters is powerful. That God gave me these words concerning what we were experiencing and what we've been going through in the world and what has been happening and what is happening right now. I really feel like it is a relevant word that'd be encouragement to you. You can get it through Amazon. You can just go to Amazon.com, put in my name, Terry Sisney, and go look for it. You can get it in the Kindle version or the paperback. Or you can just go to my website, TerrySisneyHigherLifeMinistries.com, and find all my books there. We sure appreciate you. I'm glad that you came in today. I haven't been on in quite a long while. I've been doing some podcasts, but I haven't been doing much on the video side. So I just felt like I needed to come on here today and encourage some people and pray and encourage people to pray. Okay, well, we love you, appreciate you. Hope you have a great day. Be blessed in the Lord today. Keep the faith. It's a great day. Preachers, God bless you. Thank you for coming on here on podcast too. I see some people come on podcast. And this is the first time I've ever actually had any one live on podcast, so it's pretty cool. Okay, y'all have a great day. We love you. Bless you. In Jesus' name. Bye-bye. Thank you, podcasters, for coming on. You were going to keep the fire burning. Thank you for that. We're definitely going to do that. Thank you for the live chat as well. I appreciate that. Have a great day, and we'll be back on. I'll be doing some more podcasting. I have been podcasting on Spreaker, but I'm going to start using, I think, my Podbean podcast and see if we can't connect with some more people. So have a great day. God bless. We'll be back later. Bye-bye.